Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambucol. Fall is right around the corner, so it's a great time to refresh all your healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambucol every morning. Sambucol helps support our immune systems. Sambucol is made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins like A, C, and E. They have lots of options like syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We wanted to let you know about a show that's returning this summer holiday. Puffin's award-winning children's podcast, Mission Imagination. Hosted by celebrated comedian Babatunde Alesha, alongside two young Puffineers, the podcast will immerse young listeners into a different author's magical world every week of the summer holidays. From weather brewing workshops to mysterious underwater worlds and fun fairs, young listeners will be taken on a captivating journey to celebrate the power of imagination. But be warned, there are rules for stepping foot in these dreamlands, and when rules are broken, danger follows. Mission Imagination is suitable for ages of 8+ and is available on Apple, Spotify, and the Puffin Books YouTube channel. Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Good job. Today, picture yourself lying in a warm sunbeam in a green, grassy meadow. As you lie in the meadow, the grass below you feels fluffy and cozy. Sunlight hugs you from head to toe as you relax, covered in a blanket of light. A gentle breeze floats by, and the air smells fresh. Relax as you enjoy the softness of the green grass and the gentleness of the sun's warmth. And let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Beneath your head is a soft pillow of grass, and you relax even more as the sun gently warms your face. Now your whole body feels cozy. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Squirrely Games. Peanut Squirrel. She and her friend Nutsy Squirrel had just finished their lunch of delicious nuts and were sitting cozily next to the roots of a big oak tree on a quiet Awe Island street. "Those nuts were tasty," said Nutsy chattily. "Mm-hmm," responded Peanut. She felt too sleepy to actually say a whole sentence. She allowed her eyes to drift shut. "Now that we're done eating," continued Nutsy, "do you want to go play tag?" "Not right now," said Peanut. "Yawning again. I'm kind of sleepy." "Okay," replied Nutsy, undeterred. He wasn't quite back up to his usual energy level after their big meal, but he was quickly regaining full power. "Yes, those nuts were sure delicious," he continued in his loud, fast-paced vocal style. "You've got to love oak trees and their acorns. We're lucky there are so many of them around here. So many trees, I mean, but acorns too, I guess. Of course, I like walnuts too. Walnuts are great. Mrs. Martinez has the best walnut tree in the neighborhood, in my opinion. Don't you think so, Peanut? And I know we both love almonds, when we can get them, which isn't as often as you or I would like, for sure. Did I ever tell you about the time I found a macadamia nut lying around one of the houses? That was a treat. Buttery soft. In fact, it tasted like..." "Yes," Peanut interrupted him. "You've told me about the macadamia nut, Nutsy." She wasn't trying to be rude, but she felt so tired and sleepy, and Nutsy was talking a lot. Nutsy always talked a lot. Usually, Peanut didn't mind at all, but today, it all just seemed a little too much. And he had told her about the macadamia nut before. Many times, actually. "Oh, sorry," said Nutsy. "I guess I did tell you about the macadamia nut, didn't I?" "Yes. Sorry to have interrupted you," said Peanut, hoping she hadn't hurt his feelings. "It's okay," replied Nutsy. He truly didn't seem to have minded, and he just went on talking again. While Peanut remained curled up next to the tree roots with her eyes shut, Nutsy stood up on his back legs and continued talking. He didn't talk about the macadamia nut again, or any other nuts, but instead, he started talking about seeds. He talked about the different seeds to be found all over the Awe Island neighborhoods and forests, about which seeds tasted the best, which were the easiest to find, and the one or two types of seeds he didn't like to eat. There were only a couple of those. Peanut tried to listen politely, but she was barely awake. Peanut was indeed very tired. She hadn't been sleeping enough. The reason was because Peanut had recently invented a new, fun game, and she was playing it a lot. The game involved hiding different nuts in a series of different places all over the neighborhood. According to the rules she had made for herself, she had to hide a dozen different nuts in the ground every other day. On the in-between days, she had to go back and dig up the 12 nuts again. But she had to dig them up in the exact same order she had hidden them in. It was a challenge to keep all the different days, different nuts,
different orders and different hiding places straight in her mind. But that was the fun part. And it was exciting to play a mentally challenging game by herself. She usually enjoyed playing active games with Nutsy, games like racing or tag or hide and seek. But teaching herself this new game made her realize that she enjoyed being by herself, alone, and able to play her own private game in peace and quiet. But the problem was, the game was so much fun that Peanut had been playing the game late into the night. The other reason for playing later in the day was because she didn't want to make Nutsy feel bad by telling him she wanted to play by herself instead. So long after Nutsy had gone to sleep, worn out from running around the neighborhood all day, Peanut had still been up and about, either hiding nuts or searching for them. She didn't feel like she could go to bed until she had completed each day's game. Trying to find the remaining nuts in the dark was a little harder, but it made the game even more challenging and exciting. Finally, after hiding or finding all the nuts, she sank into her little nest, exhausted, only to be woken all too soon by the chirping birds and the rising sun early the next morning. And soon after, Nutsy was by her side again, wanting to run around and play all day long. So today, as Nutsy talked on and on about seeds, Peanut kept her eyes shut, gently drifting in and out of consciousness. Finally, Nutsy said extra loudly, "Peanut, are you listening? Say, do you want to go play now? Let's go race up the maple tree." Peanut sighed. "Okay," she said reluctantly. "Let's go up the maple tree." "Yay," said Nutsy happily. "Beat you there." With that, Nutsy bolted toward the tree. Peanut stood up from the base of the tree with a groan and followed Nutsy slowly to the base of the maple tree. When she reached the base of the maple tree, Nutsy shouted, "Go!" and started running up. Peanut ran as fast as she could, but Nutsy outpaced her both up and back down the tree. "I win," he said when he reached the ground again. Peanut sighed yet again when she reached the ground a minute later. "Yes, you won, Peanut," she sighed. At this point, Nutsy finally noticed Peanut wasn't her usual energetic self. "Peanut, are you okay? You don't seem yourself. Are you tired?" he asked. Peanut looked at him for a moment, thinking. Should she just tell him what was going on? Yes, maybe that was the best, she decided. "Actually, Nutsy," she said, "yes, I am tired. Really, really tired today. I haven't been sleeping well." "Oh no," said Nutsy sympathetically. "We don't have to play anymore today. We can play all day tomorrow instead." Peanut rolled her eyes and laughed a little at Nutsy's eagerness. But then she said as kindly as she could, "Thank you, Nutsy, but I don't know if I want to play all day tomorrow either. I really like playing with you, of course, but sometimes I like to have some time by myself too." "You do?" asked Nutsy, looking astonished. "Well, yes," said Peanut. "Sometimes I just like to have quiet time by myself. To be honest, That's why I haven't been sleeping well. I've been up late playing a game by myself. It's not that I don't like you or enjoy spending time with you, she added quickly. But it's just that I found out I like playing alone sometimes too. Nutsy thought for a minute and nodded. That makes sense, he said. We do spend a lot of time together, and it's really fun, but I understand that you might want to be alone sometimes. And I know I talk a lot, he added. Nutsy laughed at himself, and Peanut giggled too. She felt very relieved that Nutsy understood her, and that he also understood that he was very talkative sometimes. Is it okay if I ask you what game you like to play nowadays? Nutsy asked in a gentler, quieter voice than he usually used. It's okay to ask, said Peanut gratefully. It's a game I made up myself. Here, actually, if you want, I'll tell you about it. I think we could play it together. I still want to play it by myself because that's fun in its own way. But maybe we could play a together version too. We could just maybe play it a little differently. Yes, let's do that, said Nutsy excitedly. So Peanut explained to Nutsy about the rules of her game. The game didn't have a name because it didn't need a name when Peanut was playing it by herself. But if two people played it, Peanut thought it needed a name. Nutsy suggested Memory Nuts, which made both the squirrels giggle. So that's what they decided to call it. But by the time Peanut finished explaining and Nutsy was finished asking questions, Peanut was yawning almost nonstop. Nutsy looked at his friend sympathetically. Peanut, he said, thank you for telling me about your game and for sharing it with me. But I think you need a nap. I will go play by myself now, or maybe find someone else to play with this afternoon. You should go to sleep. Peanut smiled sleepily at her good friend. Thank you, Nutsy, she said warmly. A nap would be great. I'll go do that. Let's play Memory Nuts tomorrow, okay? Okay, said Nutsy enthusiastically. Sleep tight, Peanut. Bye. And with that, Nutsy bolted away, running down the street. Peanut heard him calling out to their friend, Chelsea Chipmunk, as he ran. Hey, Chelsea, want to play? Where are you, Chelsea? Peanut smiled as she watched her friend racing away. She... one more time as she slowly climbed up to the first branch of the maple tree. She curled herself up in the cozy spot where the branch met the tree trunk. She wrapped her tail around herself, feeling so happy to be able to sleep for a while. She smiled contentedly and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Peanut thought of everything she had to be grateful for. She was grateful that Nutsy had encouraged her to take a nap. And she was grateful for a cozy, safe, warm, and dry place to take that nap. Peanut took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Peanut was grateful to Nutsy for understanding that sometimes Peanut needed to spend time by herself, and that it didn't mean she didn't enjoy Nutsy's company or like him any less. Peanut closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and relaxed. She took one final deep dragon breath, in and out. Her mind quieted, and Peanut fell asleep, dreaming of playing memory nuts with Nutsy. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.